Watch, Nurses Honor 99-year-old World War II Veteran Who Beat the Coronavirus. By Amy Furr on April 10, 2020. A World War II veteran in Doncaster, England, was honored by healthcare workers on Friday after winning his battle with the coronavirus. When 99-year-old Albert Chambers was admitted to the hospital 3 weeks ago due to a broken arm, he also began exhibiting symptoms related to the virus, according to the Doncaster Free Press. Despite his test coming back positive, Chambers was determined not to let a virus take him down without a fight. Once he recovered, the nurses at Tickhill Road Hospital decided to give him a special goodbye to let him know how proud they were of him. Video footage showed the nurses clapping as they watched Chambers, who will turn 100 in July, leave the hospital. "Thank you very much, and I appreciate every bit you've done for me," he told them, adding, "You couldn't have been better." Chambers' grandson, 49-year-old Stephen Gator, told reporters that their family had braced for the worst when his test came back positive. However, Gator said the fortitude his grandfather acquired during his time as a British Army soldier was what helped him overcome the illness. During the war, Chambers was captured by the enemy after being injured in a bomb blast in North Africa. He was transferred to Fallingbostel in northwestern Germany, where he spent 3 years as a prisoner of war in its Stalag 11B camp, according to Fox 59. After the war, he protected London's royal palaces as a soldier in the Coldstream Guards, the article continued. The food that helped Chambers beat the coronavirus was Marks & Spencer's strawberry trifles, according to a press release by the NHS's Rotherham Doncaster and South Humber, RDASH. "My granddad is amazing. He's pretty incredible. He's not only survived the war and being in prison camp, now he's won the battle with coronavirus," Gator commented, adding that he was grateful for the wonderful nurses who cared for Chambers. "Albert has been a wonderful patient," said RDASH nurse, Paige Lax. "He's fought to get better. He wanted to get back home. He's pretty amazing," she concluded.